This is a podcast from Minute Media.
All aboard!
We play. That's what we do. We don't talk, we play. You come to Foxborough, it's going to be snowing, it's going to be cold. Come on in here. You want to say all you want? You want to change the rules? Change them. We still play, and we win. That's what we do. Malcolm, go!
When I go, don't cry for me. In my father's arms I'll be. The wounds this world left on my soul will all be healed and I'll be whole. Sun and moon will be replaced with the light of Jesus' face. And I will not be ashamed, for my Savior knows my name. It don't matter where you bury me. I'll be home and I'll be free. It don't matter.
That's Vinatieri's luck from this distance of late. This is the Patriots season on the line. The kick is away. It is.
Okay, it's the despondent and in despair Malcolm Go podcast. The date is January 19th, 2022. Tony, Tyler, KP recording live right on Discord.
You can say dire. You can say, what are the D words?
It's ugly, in trouble, mentally, squad of men, after what was a monumental beating at the hands of the Buffalo Bills.
I don't know if this is just like the Irish, but that game feels like 3 months ago now.
I've already NFL ended for me seconds after that. I just shut off everything, didn't check Twitter for like, I think I dumped like, I got so drunk on whiskey. I was like 35 whiskeys in, just dumping tweets, unloading, like how they're going to fix the team, why the team sucked, how everybody needs to be fired, and then I was on to the next season. I was already on to 2022.
How long?
Tony had the free agent signings done by halftime.
I did. I was already all in on I had fucking free agents. I had the rookies already prepared. I am running drills. We're doing 40-yard dashes times on wide receivers, on NFL draft scout networks. I was all over the place.
I looked up it, and I was like, all right, like what? There's like 3 minutes left of the game. There was like 11 minutes in the third quarter still. I was like, what is going on
this
with this
is never
going
to end.
It was the slowest game I've ever watched in my life.
I just couldn't believe it. It was just an embarrassment beating at the hands of a team that you've beaten to death for over 20 years. I mean, okay, good on them for beating the shit out of them. But that was two games in a row where Coach Belichick in his vaunted defense, number two scoring defense in the world, didn't force the Buffalo Bills to punt. It was fucking 0 degrees. You can't make them not punt.
Who is Buffalo, like, if you were to say, like, everyone was going to play, you know, be their best, like, Buffalo is probably the best team.
When they're hot, yeah, they like, could be easily.
I think they're the best. That defense is...
I'm not impressed with anybody. I think they could easily go to beat Kansas City.
I guess maybe Tampa would.
Tampa could give him a run, yeah. And Green Bay could give him a run, but I just don't trust
Green Bay's defense is bad.
I don't trust Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I'm prepared. San Francisco is going to beat them this week.
I also think San Francisco could make a run.
I had enough of this. San Francisco is going to beat Green Bay in Green
Imagine,
Bay.
Imagine, no, we can't have that because the Jimmy G takes will make me want to throw.
You imagine Jimmy G, Tom Brady, NFC Championship, though.
It's going to be -3. In
Jimmy's
kind of
soft too. He's
at
hurt.
Night. Like, there's no they're all hurt. They have like they're missing Bosa. Warner is playing with a hobbled ankle. Like, that team is, I don't know.
Debo is the truth.
Nobody stops Debo. Nobody,
I'm glad that we passed over him for N'Keal Harry, though. I am glad we did that.
I can't do that one anymore.
We've beaten it to death. I did open. I just since it's such a somber podcast this week, I did open with the Anna Vinatieri snowball kick, a kick 20 years to almost the moment. I think we're recording here on Wednesday night on the 19th at almost 9 p.m. I think he kicked that at like 10:30-ish. So, I mean, 20 years ago. Do you remember where you were, Ty?
I was in the second grade. I was 11.
You fucking child.
I was home.
I was 16. I was in a hot tub with girls, and a couple friends, not doing anything with them. Just sitting just being there in the snow and having a good time. His parents are out and we're like, let's watch the football game. Had like a little mini TV. And then they were down, whatever they were down. I was like, they're never going to come back. And we went inside literally and they started coming back. And I was like, I can't believe this is happening. We watched it from his like three season porch. I remember, I don't know why I remember it, to the fucking moment. And then some pretty classic moments. My dad obviously had the season tickets of those times. And he was there with your father and the other guy, Mike, that we used to go with. And I guess when Brady had the incomplete pass and the tuck rule, he ran, almost was like a lightning bolt out of the stadium, screaming the same old fucking Patriots every fucking time. And then you see, I guess when they called it incomplete over the loudspeakers, you just saw my dad crowd surfing in, getting back, trying to get back to his seat. It was so, like fucking a blizzard. Like, where they dumped like 8 or 10 inches at least during the game.
The snow went if you were standing still, there was an inch of snow in your shoulder.
It was
pads.
An insane amount
it was
of snow.
Wild.
Yeah. So
there was 3 inches. They said there was 3 inches on the field. My favorite quote about it all, I remember going back and watching this. They did the thing on it, and Bill said it wasn't just a normal snow. It was like a plushy snow. Like, you know how he is. He like knows everything about everything. He was like, it was a soft and plushy snow, just the greatest kick ever. And I was like, that's just so Bill.
Yeah, I watched the video again, like the feed from CBS that day, and you literally kick it into the fucking, he kicks it and you don't see it anymore. You like that. you see it come off his foot and it's so awkward. I'm like, I still don't know how it went in, because I'm looking at it and it's like goes very low and to the right and like zigs. And then I guess at some point it zags back over, because they show it finally from underneath the goalpost and it clears it by like a quarter of an inch.
Yeah, you kind of can't see where the ball is.
Ever.
Right at the end.
You can't. After it goes past the offensive line, you don't see it until it goes over the goal. It goes go over the goalpost. And that's only because the referees told you it did. You never see it. And I just can't believe
Vinatieri was with the Colts for what, like 15 years?
Long ass time. Great. He was there like 2 years longer than he was with the Patriots. And he was with the Patriots
forever.
From like 94 till 2006 or something like that.
Didn't he kick till he was almost 50? He was like 47.
He was in his mid 40s. I don't know. I mean, Brady's approaching Vinatieri time right now. And Vinatieri was gray into his retirement age.
Brady looks young.
He does. I wouldn't be surprised. He's running out of receivers, but I wouldn't be surprised to see him make a run. His fucking head coach is throwing haymakers at his own players.
What was that?
What a world. I gained a lot of respect. Me and Bruce, I kind of came together with Bruce there. I kind of loved it.
You loved it? Fucking Urban Meyer got fired for kicking his kicker. This guy threw a fucking punch at his cornerback.
Why?
On the game field.
What was that about?
I have no idea.
The dude was like arguing with the ref and then another player and just out of nowhere, Arian's fat self comes over and just literally throws a right hook. I read
him with it.
Bruce? Oh, Bruce. Okay,
don't put up with any guff. I think that, I don't know, he got fined $50,000 for that. I don't know, I guess.
He appealed it.
I know, what a dick. The other guy should be pissed. He should get that $50,000. He should get $50,000 himself, the guy that got punched in the head. Looked like a fool. I don't know.
I love it.
I mean, you're a grown man. This isn't college.
Yeah, I mean, would you have been mad if Bill started throwing fucking haymakers?
Yeah, but Bill's earned that respect, okay?
Yeah, Bill's earned that respect. Maybe that's what we were missing this week, a couple haymakers?
I don't know.
No, we weren't missing that.
We were missing quite a bit of anything. We were missing all the energy, any toughness, any balls, any... I don't know.
We had one guy on the defense who's a playmaker, and that's Duggar.
Duggar, yes.
Duggar's the only guy who you're like... Oh, he might actually make like a good tackle. Or
he
a
was
play.
Setting the edge from safety. You know what I mean? He was coming in, setting the edge at safety and fucking crashing the edge. Judon wasn't there. Fucking Van Noy wasn't there. Hightower couldn't make tackles. Nobody could get an edge except for Duggar. And he's sitting there taking on tackles and fullbacks
Bentley,
to let the linebackers clean up, and they couldn't do it.
I thought you had an all-time tweet, Tony, when Judon went took the stand, and you tweeted, "Hi, Tony from the Malcolm Go podcast. Did you play tonight?"
That was a good one. He did not respond. I tweeted when he went to the podium after the game. Yeah, but seriously, like,
where did he go?
Not even this game. The last 5 weeks, where the fuck were you, guy? You're getting paid $16 million. I don't know if you're hurt or what, but like. Belichick sours on a pass rusher so fast. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Judon had a hot whatever, like fucking 10 games. He was setting the edge, doing it all, sacks, everything. And then all of a sudden, like the last 5 weeks, you're like, where the fuck is he? Like Winovich is starting every week last week. He stopped setting the edge. He's fucking barely plays. I guarantee he's gonna get cut or traded. Uche was supposed to be Rookie of the Year. He was supposed to be a home run pass rusher this year.
Preseason was incredible.
Out of control.
I bought right in.
Dude, he's Lawrence Taylor, if you fucking listen to anybody around here. Not even just Patriots beat reporters, but it was fucking NFL beat reporters coming, like, or people on, when they did joint practices, like the other teams, they're like, Uche's a freak. He's a freak.
Well, he was like, and he was like that when he played. He just never played.
That's what I mean. He sours on guys so fast.
Well, what did he miss?
Tyler's right.
He did.
Yeah,
but
Tyler's right. He's hurt. There's something like a foot. It has to be like something we don't know about, like a foot, like a plantar fasciitis, something where he's hurt.
Like,
and he can't move quick.
He can't lift his shoulder over his head, yet he still just runs out there and plays. Like, yeah. That happens more than...
Yeah, a lot of people tear their labrums and shit and play through it. I don't know. He was on the injury report, but I don't know. He was fucking supposed to be Lawrence Taylor this year. He played the first game and a half, had like 3 sacks.
He looked good.
Then he missed him for like 5 games, and then they barely played him again.
And then he just never came back.
They just, you know, gave it to Wise. You know what I mean? Just like a...
Hey, don't know. Ooh, 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 ooh.
I don't know. The team is just... The defense, for what it was a paper tiger. Or, you know what I mean? Like, for 99%, they were beating up on terrible teams and bad quarterbacks most of the year. When they played good quarterbacks, they stayed in it at home. When they played good quarterbacks on the road, you know... He played Josh Allen on the road and Herbert on the road. Turns out the Chargers weren't very good. Turns out the Bills had 100-mile-an-hour winds. And
they're not good when they can't throw it.
And I didn't want to concede that before the playoffs. I was like, no, the team came to play. They out-toughed them. They out-willed them. And then...
There wasn't a game they weren't in all year. Like, they could have won.
I can name one right off the bat.
Exactly. Up until that point. Yeah. Well...
Yeah,
but so that's why it was like kind of like all year. It's like they just needed someone, and I guess they just didn't have the guy. They're not having a linebacker who you can count on to make like 130 tackles. Like that's what they need.
Your safety can't be your leading tackler.
No.
Well, here's my thing. Let's go with the old Southern quote here. You know, you can do all the X's and O's, but if you don't have the Jimmies and the Joes, none of it matters.
That's a great quote. That come right out of the mouth, right out of the mouth of Coach Saban.
I was gonna think it was. I think it was a Saban. It might have been a Bear Bryant ordeal we have going on there.
It definitely came out of somebody down there in Tuscaloosa.
Well, this was the first game for me that the linebackers were like a glaring issue. They stunk.
Well, Bentley
Everyone stunk.
Bentley is slow, and then he got hurt. So the problem with the linebackers is it's there's so many things, right? The main point of the defense is to be a man defense. That's Belichick thing. You know, for the last 10 years, having good corners and covering. And he has J.C. Jackson and then nobody else. Jalen Mills is out with COVID. We got fucked on that because
that sucked.
He tests positive on Tuesday.
Oh, Joe
the game's on Saturday.
Joe Williams
sucks. He's slow. And I don't know what they thought he was going to be, if they thought he was going to be a tight end starper or they thought he was going to be something because he's slow.
Anything.
He can't cover. He's too
Jonathan
skinny.
Jones was sneaky.
Jonathan Jones might have been the biggest loss of the year.
Yeah, that's your slot cornerback who's just covering everyone. Instead, you have to kind of roll Miles Bryant into that, who's like a safety.
He's like a hybrid safety.
He's not really like a cover guy, though.
Yeah, exactly. And then you got Adrian Phillips again, who's like a strong safety.
Who's good against the tight end or whatever.
But you're supposed to be playing man defense, so you can cover everyone with defensive backs, and then your linebackers are coming forward and blitzing and fucking playing games, you know, doing games.
Putting them up as they play D-end a lot. Like
the linebackers are supposed to be coming forward, not dropping back in coverage, because fucking Hightower can't run anymore. Bentley never could run. Jamie Collins is a lost cause anytime past September 1st.
Yeah.
Kyle Van Noy looked like shit. Matt Judon didn't even play after he got pantsed. He got pantsed by Josh Allen in the open field.
Barmore was still good. The kid's just good.
King Barmore was carted off the field a week before, and he played the best on the defense.
I thought
he was going to mix next year. That's how nervous I was. I was like, this guy's finished.
I did start doing the timeline in my head of like, all right, he's injured. Yes.
Yeah. Right, it looks like his knee. He's very upset. That's probably 10 months, 12 month injury.
Yeah.
If he has surgery tomorrow, he might be ready for training camp. That's all I was thinking. I didn't know what it was. And they were like, he's fine. Fucking, how much fucking pain medicine they must have injected to him? It was literally the Paul Pierce meme. I think I sent it to the Discord. Discord at Malcolm Ghost Podcast. I sent it to the picture of Paul Pierce being carried off the garden floor, and then he comes back in the fourth quarter and like scores 13 points or something.
You know what's weird? It's like I was in a good mood before I came over here. Now we're like recapping this game. I'm like,
you just told me your dog ate like 1,000 pills, and you're like, hey, you know what? And then you tell him he's in a good mood. So what happened with the puppy?
I do have I've had this theory that like I got two dogs. Like I got a boy and a girl. Like. Brother or sister, when I got dogs, and
does that vibe with dogs? Do they know their brother and sister?
I mean, by that you mean do they fight the whole time,
or do they hump? Does he hump her?
Oh no, he doesn't hump her.
Doesn't understand.
I think he would have if he knew, but there was no balls on him.
but I don't know. I guess I don't know if dogs, if their brother and sister like care if they're fucking.
No, I don't think you would. It's like living in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Like,
whatever warm bodies next to you, I guess they fuck. They fuck furniture, so it doesn't really fucking. I guess.
So it's I used like to have a policy, like two dogs. Like I didn't take them to the vet because it's like there's two of them. Like,
What's the point?
I'm not gonna be able to afford that. If one thing happens to one, like you get the other. I had to put one of my dogs down last year. A couple odd hands.
Young, right? Young.
Yeah, he was two. You know, a couple of people got, you know, they're missing chunks of their arms. And
what up? Hey, listen, did they sue you?
Yeah, I mean, he...
Did he get sued?
He was, no, but he wasn't a pit bull, but, like, every single time people would ask, like, is he a pit bull? I'd be like, no!
Of course, he's a lab mix. It's always a lab mix. When I had the pit bull and he bit someone, it cost me 11 grand, and I was like...
What?
I was in the middle of refinancing my house when, like, it was a downturn in the economy, and I was like, yes, I'm gonna get, like, I'm gonna get so much money taken off. Literally 100% of the money I saved, I had to give to some fucking drunk old man.
Oh, Jesus. So I had to, you know, it was only a matter of time until like a kid just got mauled.
Yeah.
Because he was just ripped. Like, just only, like,
just
only
all muscle. Yeah.
No body fat.
They literally look like they do pull-ups 24 hours a day. And you don't understand it. Because the dogs, they'll lay there. And you'd be like, what the fuck is the dog doing? Sleeping, doing nothing. I hear an echo. And it's pissing me off. It might be in my headphones. But, yeah, they'll sit there and then they'll run for 30 seconds. My dog I had that was a pit bull, literally, I would walk it to 30 feet. It would take a shit and walk back in my house. And the next day, I had a six-pack. And I had no idea. I was like, how are you getting these muscles? It doesn't make any sense. I go to the gym every day. I watch my protein intake. Can you give me some pointers?
How do you get these things? Yeah. How do you get these ones?
Wasn't that a Bill Burr bit?
Yeah. So now I just have one. So now it's like, all right, I had to put one down, and I felt like a failure. I was like, this is my fault.
At age two.
And now I have a second. Now with the other one, it's like, if she happened to die on my watch, that's it. Like,
give you another one.
No, I'm cut off officially. Yeah. So we go out last night. Nina got a new job. So a couple drinks on the town. You know, celebrating. Throwing a few back. We happened to win trivia.
Couple Chardonnays. Oh, you did?
Oh, we won
just the
trivia.
Two of you?
Oh, we dominated.
Oh, wow. What's the max team? What's the max team? Six?
It was one of those like Family Feud trivias. Like, what's the, you know, five guesses, like the highest rated. So it's not really. And I don't know. Apparently everyone there was like 100. Absolute morons because it wasn't that hard.
So, like every single time there's a sports question on Jeopardy and the people are just absolute morons, but they can tell you fucking anything
what,
Einstein
what Greek
said.
God yeah, is the exactly. God of sand.
Yeah.
Like, this should be a sand god.
Sand's the worst element.
So we get back and Gigi somehow took the medicine off the counter. because we have to give her this other medicine that we dip in peanut butter. So she's like, oh, that's where the fucking, that's where the good stuff is. And ate all dog, she had an entire bottle of dog ibuprofen.
Jesus.
Just gone, the whole thing.
Turns out you didn't need the peanut butter.
Yeah. No. So then we had to
The application method of Tyler's peanut butter pills, you would not believe. You'd have to see it to believe it.
Yeah, why can't we both enjoy it? So I take her. So, you know, we're looking shit up online. You're always like, yeah, we don't, she's fine. Like, look, she's running around. Her tail's
wagging. What's the milligrams in a dog ibuprofen?
She took down, I think, I guess she took down like 28 pills.
Oh. And you got to think they're at least 200. You got to think they're at least 200 milligrams.
Yeah, it was something hefty. Like, and she ate the bottle, so we weren't exactly sure like, what was in it.
That fucking dog had it.
Yeah.
He was either in dying of pain or just fucking mad at being home alone.
I think she was pretty high.
His brother.
She couldn't have been happier. Like, she was pretty high. She was feeling good. Yeah.
She fucking, you could see that her fucking paw prints had smashed the pills up so she could snort them. like a real North Shore dog.
Why is my credit card up? What the fuck is going on?
Dog's nose. He burnt through his nostrils.
So we look everything up. It's like, all right, you have to go to the vet. So we're calling around.
The emergency vet.
Apparently, like, because of the pandemic, everyone got dogs the last couple of years. And cat. They're like, yeah. And all the doctor's office was like, oh, no, we can't take anyone. There's way too many dogs, and there's no vets left. So eventually, we wound up in Boston at some emergency room for dogs on Stewart Street. And, you know, we sit in there. We walk in. This is about, like, midnight now.
How's the dog look? Just normal?
What?
The dog look normal?
Dog just wagging its tail, fired up.
100%. Yeah. Like, nothing ever happened.
But it was, like, apparently, like, we had to give her, like, an IV and make her throw up to, like, save her kidneys.
Pump her stomach.
But, you know, you get there, and these people, like, this guy who, like, should be, like, a real... Can you say real doctor? Felt like he should be a real doctor. Like, this guy seems like...
He took the easy way out. Was like, I'll do animals.
He was, like, a vet, and I'm like... He was, like, lying on the ground.
Probably failed medical school and was like, fuck it, I got halfway.
But he's like, all right, here's the deal. Like, you know, obviously it's going to be like, she's going to have to stay here for like 3 to 4 days. And we're like, no, that's like, that's more, I don't have, that's like $12,000.
What's overnight for a dog? Yeah. I bring it home. If it dies, it dies.
He's like, all right, well, at least we're doing blood work. I'm like, I haven't gotten blood work done in 10 years. I'm not having my dog get blood work done before I get
I just told you what the problem was. I don't need to know. I don't need to know what's wrong with his blood. She had 1,000 pills of ibuprofen. Tell me how to remove it from her. Yeah.
So eventually they give you these eye drops that you jack in her eyes, and then she throws up everywhere.
What?
That's what
throw
they do.
Up eye drops?
I was a little confused.
Does it work for you? For men?
Throw up serum.
And then
Epitac, is that what that's called? Epitac.
So then finally, like, yeah, at the end, this guy is just like, they're kind of brutal at these places. Because I feel like the whole time they're like, they're selling you against how much you, like, wait, so do you want to get this done? Or you're like, do you not really love your dog?
100%. They only make money if your dog's alive and paying out of the ass.
Yeah.
Like, I literally, my last dog, like I told you, he was old, but not old. He was 6. You know, and then he got this rare cancer, and I was like, they were like, all right, look, we can give it this, you can give it chemotherapy, it will live for 4 months, and that's going to cost you about $100,000, or you can put it down right now, that's like $150. And I was like, ah, Jesus Christ. And they were like, but you love your dog. I was like, is there a middle? And they were like, yeah, you can give her these prednisone pills and, you know, hope for the best. Maybe it'll be a couple more weeks. Fucking dog lasted, I gave him prednisone, he lasted another 7 months. And died peacefully.
That's a good amount of time.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he lived to see my firstborn son be born, and I think that was all he cared about, and then he died, like, literally a week later.
Wow.
Shut it down.
Shout out to the dog. Was that Vito?
Yes, his name was Vito.
I have a buddy who...
He was actually a terrible dog, but he was I loved him very much.
I have a friend who actually might be a listener, who had to give... He had to give his dog, basically, I know it was his dog, it was a cat. And
I already don't like him.
He had to give the cat,
I don't like
the
a cat.
Only way the cat could live, I don't know, it was something wrong with his organs or something. They had to make the cat transgender in order to live.
I'm out. That cat.
This KP's got, he's got family. He's going to be listening to this podcast. We got transgender cats. God damn it. He's the goddamn South. You think you didn't hear about transgender cats?
It was like there was something
wrong.
Did
the cat even know what bathroom to use?
What's your pronoun, Miss Pinky? What's your pronoun?
Had to
change his name.
I think it was like it couldn't pee correctly or something. Like its kidney, there's something wrong with its pee. So it was like, in order, they had to like remove the penis and put. It was
put
like
that shit inside out. Can you imagine that cat wanted to be a boy cat, and then they were like, no.
Yeah, I'm about to say, sorry, man. That cat was not. That cat did not want that.
The cat had no choice. It was like, I'm a boy cat. I like to do boy cat shit. And they're like, nah, you got a pussy now. you're gonna get fucked by. You're gonna get fucked by all these cats. No, I'm not in part. Kill me. The cat
was sitting there crying. It's crying the whole time. It sounds like
cat was so alt right. He's fucking got a Proud Boys polo. He was so mad.
Like only once did he ever. He was like, we were drunk one night, and eventually I would always ask him how much it cost. He like would never tell me. It was like $4,000. He's like, I had no choice,
dude.
He's
I got like, for this new dog I got for the family. I anteed up and got the fucking dog insurance. It just, you know, it's like if anything happens, you're just like, if you, because you fall in love with the dog anyway. So you're like, what happened with my other dog? If I had dog insurance, like, it probably wouldn't have mattered. But like, if his cancer was like a blown out knee, I would have been like, ah, fuck it. Like, I'm not going to pay for it.
Well, there's
that's
why
I
would have
felt bad. I'm like, he blew his knee out. That's like a $2,000 surgery. I lived in an apartment and I'd be like, I love this dog, but like,
it's
fuck
different.
Him. Like, you know what I mean?
Because Vito was like a, he like those type of dogs, like American Bulldogs, Boxers, Pit Bulls.
He's a lab mix.
those dogs, it's like, listen, we all know, like, you could easily live on the street.
Yeah, exactly. That whatever, dog doesn't even need four legs.
Yeah, whatever you're getting here is, like, a great life. The dog you have now is, like, such a family dog.
Yeah.
Like, you can't
allow
anything to happen
that
to dog
that dog. Such, I can't even. Like, when going from my other dog, which would just shred anything, literally, if I left the house for 0.1 seconds, my couch was ruined. And yeah, I'm like, fuck. And I'd be like, this dog just eats everything, destroys everything. That dog, I can't get that dog to eat a fucking thing. I give him not like regular food. If I gave him like a stuffy toy, like an animal, like a kid likes, you know, whatever, like he should be going around stealing my daughter's toys and destroying them. He just looks at it, bites it once, and then walks away at no interest. Just wants to lay on the floor, piss and shit, and then just be rubbed. No,
that's a good dog.
He's got zero animosity in him whatsoever.
He's a fantastic dog.
If I was to be raped in front of him, he would be sleeping.
Yeah.
And he, literally, whoever was raping me could be petting him, and he'd be like, this is fine. This is everything about this is fine. Then they'd shoot me in the back of the head, and he'd be like, are you going to leave food? Because I'm definitely not going to chew on anything here.
Well, I don't know. What's your house like? I was over this house anyways.
Yeah, this house was fine, but like, there's stairs, and I get tired easy.
I'll go with you. Yeah.
I go outside sometimes.
You know what? The Patriots could use a lab mix on their defense.
I don't like how you try to fucking transition us back to this.
What are we going to talk about? The fact that that our defense is the slowest thing ever to exist.
Yeah.
And that we, like, it was negative 12 degrees out. And as soon as they realized, they're like, oh, fuck, we're not going to win this game. Everyone gave up.
Yeah, the quickest, that was the so fastest cold. I've ever seen them quit. Well, the defense. Okay, so let's go start down the defense. Defense gets rolled first drive. And I'm like, all right, that was terrible. That was just like last time. I was like, hey, okay, they got to adjust. Bill likes to adjust. Mac has a great drive, first drive. You know, scrambles out, dumps off, gets two long third down conversions, hits fucking Brandon Bolden in the stomach. He drops the ball on a great shot play.
That was tough.
And then he throws a great ball to Nelson Agholor that's maybe 6 inches too far to the right, and their safety makes a great play. Okay, bad start, but could be overcome. The moment's not too big for Mac. You know what I'm saying? The moment's not too big. He's in there. He's fucking gutting it out. He's fighting his balls off. He wants to win this game. Same exact thing happens. Buffalo just walks down the field. No negative plays. No fucking sacks. No even hurrying Josh Allen.
Like, Josh Allen running those powers and stuff like that, I was kind of like, well, that play seems hard to stop no matter who you are. You go five wide, and then you're running, you know, you're pulling your left guard.
Doing
running
Green Bay Packers sweep with the quarterback, yeah.
Yeah, 280-pound quarterback behind it, like that. But it was the running back who was pissing me off.
They were just never in anything further than third or anything shorter. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. Anything further than third and four. And I don't think the third and four came till like the fourth quarter. They were literally fucking third and one, third and two all game. It was just nothing but little dump off passes that would get 8 yards, or fucking Josh Allen would run for 7, or fucking the running back would run for 8.5. And you're just like, what the fuck? There's no start. I mean, they didn't have a hope in stopping a third and one in this game.
Not to mention that Jawan Williams couldn't guard us. All three of us would toast that guy. I don't know why. I mean, Emmanuel Sanders.
I've seen you on Discord.
You're not here at the Malcolm Go Podcast Studios.
We are peak.
Like, on Tony's side of the bar's normal and it goes up to like his chest. On the where I sit, it only goes up to like my legs, and I'm self-conscious about sitting here because my stomach's rolling.
You can
over
see
my
his
shirt.
Soft underbelly. Oh, he looks so like my dog when I wander in the house, rolls right over on his belly.
Oh, fat tie is in full effect right now. Oh, Joe Kwan might be able to cover me.
He would. That definitely is not. That's an XL t-shirt.
I've been fixing it. I'm like, it's tight on my belly. Like, why is this tight?
It's tight on the shoulders, but it's, you know, that's the worst type of shape a man can be in, which I have lived in the last like 30 years of my life. Literally since I was probably 24 or maybe even early, probably 21, was having a big chest from like powerlifting when I was in high school and like college. And then having that be the thickest part of your body forever.
Yeah.
Because you can't lose that girth. You know what I mean?
It doesn't
Your chest to back girth doesn't go away.
It just exists. Yeah.
So you like always kind of feel kind of, you know, skinny because like a t-shirt will be tight on your chest and then it'll be loose on your belly. But then you're like,
it was.
You have to buy like a triple XL t-shirt. And then it's like, if you ever see it on a photo, you're like, why is that shirt so bad? You look like a fat fuck because it just has to go down, you know, the width of your chest. If I'm explaining it right, it kind of like skirts out around your body.
And then you start you get this fat gut that I have.
Yeah,
that layers over your pants, and there's no way to sit.
No,
there's no way to sit with nothing in front of you. I can't.
I hold a pillow almost all the time. If I'm on a business meeting, I need to have a pillow on my stomach. They only feel comfortable. Or I'm wearing my jacket. I don't care. What are we talking about? 401ks. I'm holding a pillow. Are we at the bank having a fucking legal discussion? I don't care. I need a fucking Afghan. Anyway, what time is it? We're 31-41 into it. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll come back, talk a little bit more Buffalo Bills, and then talking other shit. And we're back on the Malcolm Go podcast. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, talking more about the Patriots. Just disgusting the whole way. I mean, there's nothing more you can really say about the defense other than they were just out-toughed. Everything. I mean, everything a Patriots team hasn't been in the playoffs with, you know, without the 2009 team that got blown out at home. I mean, that's basically the team you showed up with, except for you had no firepower to even remotely keep up. It was just an embarrassment. Buffalo's slightly embarrassing, too, because they played like we are the champions after they won the game. Like, they won the Super Bowl.
Wait, I want to point out how the media was wrong from literally the first play. Josh Allen had sleeves on, and that stadium was rocking.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to be not rocking. But there was a lot of Patriots fans there, too, to be fair. But, you know, the tickets were cheap. Definitely nobody wanted to go. I wouldn't have wanted to go, but good thing I didn't go. Because
I did know someone who decided to drive out Friday. They were like, oh, guess who's going to the game? And made the drive. Like, they bought tickets Friday, and they just drove Saturday and went. They stayed at a Red Roof Inn that was, like, they set the picture of the shop. It was disgusting. The bathroom was unusable.
A Red Roof Inn is terrible anyway. A Buffalo Red Roof Inn has to be an absolute negative 10.
How does the government not step in and be like, no, you have to shut down your entire business? Like,
because people pay. It's, you know, they do the bare minimum to keep people alive. Like, they probably spray it with bleach, but mold grows, fucking rats. I'll tell you what, I stayed in a Newport Howard Johnson over the summer at a wedding. I was like, this can't be great. But I was like, I fucking went in. It's one of those hotels that's, like, detached. And every, you know, it's two stories, and everyone is a balcony. You know what I mean? It's like just a long row of, you know, rooms on top of each other and balconies. You know, it's an old school fucking motel vibe.
You take a motel, yeah.
Yeah, it's a
this
motel.
It's not a hotel. This is
no,
a motel.
It's a fucking motel.
And you enter from the outside.
Yeah, exactly. And it was fucking the best. It was literally the wedding was a quarter mile down the street. the people that stayed at the wedding paid like $350 for the night and a hotel, and I was in it. And I was like, this isn't that great. And then we went to the fucking Hojo. I mean, I thought I was in a five-star resort. Fucking thing was unbelievable. I'd stay there again with my family.
I don't know
what you're going to get, I guess.
People
what I'm saying.
Sleep on Holiday Inn Express.
Yeah, hey.
There's nothing wrong with a nice Holiday Inn.
I'm big on a fuck are they called? No, I can't even think of it.
Hampton
fuck
Suites.
Me. Hampton Inn, that's what it is. I had people stay there at my wedding. I was like, there's great hotels here, but there's a Hampton Inn. Go home. I was like, head over to the Hampton Inn. They got free fucking breakfast in the morning. It's all, you're all set. Bar.
You know who stayed at the Hampton Inn for Tony's wedding?
Oh, I love it.
I stayed at the Hampton Inn for Tony's wedding.
You want to hear how fucking drunk everyone got at my wedding? I went over, you know, like everyone took like the party bus back there, right? And we had like our own chauffeur that would take us over there and then take us back because we were staying at the actual venue. We got all fucked up. Fucking whiskey was flowing all night, of course. Your boy's doing 7 and 7s hard all night, G&Ts. Then I was doing straight whiskey just by myself. And then we get in the chauffeur. We head up to the fucking hotel, not a soul. It was literally like 1:30 in the morning, and I was 26. I wasn't fucking 40. I mean, I'm like, where the fuck is everybody? I got into one room. They're watching Legally Blonde. I was like, I gotta head out. This isn't for me. I gotta fucking. I thought this was gonna be fun part. Like there was every wedding I've been to, or most of my friends' weddings had like fun after parties in hotels. I showed up. People had brought coolers. Like, look what we got. Look what we got. And I was like, yes. It's going to be awesome. I show up, fucking dead zone. It might as well have been a fucking church. I was like, you guys have ruined everything.
Is that the move? I feel like the move to make is when everyone goes back to the after party thing, you just call it a night and just assume that it was the best night of all time.
Why would you call it a night? The party continues.
What happened at Frankie's? I feel like we all went back to that hotel and that was
I went home.
You went home.
Anne was pregnant.
I
was
Frankie's. I think I was in Frankie's and I think I Irish goodbye.
Well,
you guys didn't stay at that hotel? Like
no.
The one with the water park?
No, that's the Danvers water park.
That's
and
where
they,
went.
They forgot my brother's room, the bride and groom. They didn't. They lost their room. Had to give them some average bullshit, which it already was an average hotel, wasn't it? Like that's like a Holiday Inn. Or something,
yeah,
or
it's
days
just
in.
Just a regular room.
The wedding, though, their wedding was good. Good wedding. All around.
Hey, listen, no disrespect to the wedding, all right? Put it out there. KP would put it right out there for when, I don't know how we got on this topic.
I went back to Saugus and stayed at Auntie Gina's house.
That's where you need to go.
Attaboy.
If you want to be a legend, that's where you head.
I think the move he made was by having a sausage cart come out at like right before the wedding.
That was no, that Fenway Frank, that was top move. You want to hear something else?
I was so blackout. I don't even remember any of that. He had a whiskey bar.
Oh, wow.
I know that.
Awesome move.
I found that early and often. My shirt was buttoned down to the belly button. KP is just talking over me. I'm telling the story. He's just yapping. I was there. We know you were there.
I was going to tell you something from before. I slept with Frankie and Katie the night before their wedding.
How far did you get?
What? What do you mean?
How far did you get?
Is it like, how'd it go? Is it like was it like you, Frankie, Katie?
Exactly.
Or was it like Frankie, Katie, you?
Yeah, I'm
like,
nervous here.
Yeah, what the hell happened?
I was in the middle to break up all the bad luck.
I don't care for that one bit.
Is that what happened? Like, do I have to have KP, like, before I get married, like, sleep in my bed with
him? Yeah, you have to have the KP. He's like, he uncurses you.
This is what KP does. He just sleeps in your bed with you the night before you're married.
All I'm good for.
So, anyway, back to Mac Jones before we were talking incest on the fucking Malcolm Go podcast. By the way, you can find the Malcolm Go podcast on Patreon, and we would love to have you. Patreon.com/Malcolm Go podcast.
Talk
you got
about
three tiers. Get in there. Get a tier. Koozies went out today. The shipment of stickers came in. They're gorgeous. Tyler, you've received both.
Oh, yeah. They're fantastic.
You love them? Have you been using your koozie?
Oh, every
day. Did you keep your tonic nice and cold?
It's where we store Gigi's pills. It's gone.
It's been gone. That's also in Gigi's belly. It's throwing me for a loop because my mom is also called Gigi. So like when you're talking about
your that's like her,
to my grandparent, that's her Nana name.
That's
is
a good
Gigi.
Name.
I don't know. She picked it. Fuck it. I didn't have anything to do with it.
It is strange that they're picking new. Like my mother.
I don't like it.
She doesn't have any. Like none of my sisters. Like none of us have any. She's not a grandmother yet. And for some reason, last year, she's sitting there, and she goes, you know what? She goes, I want to be called Shanana. was like, what?
Because her name's Sharon.
Sharon. She's like, I want to be Shanana. Everyone's like, what are you talking about?
Shanane.
Now that's what we call her. It's like, that's the most ridiculous thing. She's like, no, I was only kidding. It's like, well, now it's stuck.
Yeah, like my aunt. Every single one of my aunts changed it. One of them's Honey. Another one is...
Who is Honey?
None of your... You don't... My other side. So that, and then one of my other aunts is... That southern thing. What the fuck is like the southern one?
Nana?
No. They say like the Big Bang Theory was like that's what his grandmother was.
Well, KP should know.
Granny?
No, oh, it's like another southern thing. Meemaw.
Meemaw.
Fucking never heard it before. I heard it on Big Bang Theory, which is a terrible show. Can we there's so many bad
my
shows.
Girlfriend, they're Cajun and it is Cajun. Papa and it's Papa and Mama.
She's from what, down south Louisiana?
He's from Lafayette.
What
down,
exactly
way
is
down.
Cajun? That's like a
honest,
French thing.
We've been doing this podcast for what, like 20 weeks now? Like, yeah. I had no clue KP had a girlfriend.
Yeah, I wasn't positive either. I didn't know if he had a boyfriend either. I wasn't going to ask.
he only comes on the on the video chat naked.
Yeah, he's always shirtless. Yeah. Randomly. So you have a girlfriend and she's Cajun. She lives with you?
No, Lord, no. She has her own apartment. She's in law school. She stuck it out the whole time. I didn't.
She's going for it then. Did you meet her in college or in law school?
That's the fucking law school. Move. Law wow, school. KP is really a genius. Here's what you do. You get into law school. You just find the girl who's going to be really good at it.
Yeah.
And then you drop the fuck out.
You be the lawyer. I'll fucking go paint houses.
Yeah, we don't both don't
I'll be home
lawyers.
At three. There was That's what they called it. Like, I don't know if that's like a real term, but it was definitely like an old school term, like a 50s thing where women would go to college and get their MRS degree. You know what I mean? They'd go to find a husband.
That's fine.
So, yeah. That's like what the fucking KP went and got his MR degree.
It's a great move. I mean, I'm actually a little jealous. And he's like, he knows enough about it. So like if she comes home, she's talking about it. Like he can talk about
it.
Yeah,
they can chat and then he can go and fly airplanes and have hobbies.
Yeah, like. So she tells me things about like her nursing stuff, and I'm like, I have no clue. And it's like, well, maybe I should start picking up a couple of these terms because there's gonna be a doctor in the next like 4 years. It's gonna be like, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, that doctor is going to take your wife real quick. Yeah. That's what I've been telling my brother for years. And I was like, you know, she's gonna fucking absolutely file for divorce from your dope ass real quick when she fucking finds out some handsome doctor wants to date her and knows everything about her.
But here's the thing, like. All nurses hate doctors, so like anytime it gets brought up, you know, like, yeah, like I was telling the doctor this, like blah blah blah, and they don't listen. I'm like, yeah, that guy's a fucking asshole. Like, these doctors suck. And he's like, well, it was a girl, but yeah, doctors do suck.
And I said, no, she wasn't. She was not a doctor. Impossible. I say, listen, toots. There's no way that girl's a doctor.
Yeah, you always just have to build up that nurse doctor hatred for just to make sure it's
I was at the fucking hospital yesterday. My daughter had to have her adenoids removed. I was like, I was gearing up for like a whole day thing. Brought her to the children's hospital. We were there at whatever time I got there, probably 9:30 for a 10 o'clock appointment. I was gearing up to be there all day, maybe keep her overnight. I don't know how fucking long it took. Literally, it was they knocked her out and it was 15 minutes long. I thought I was sitting in the waiting room. I was like, should we get lunch? I was telling my wife, I was like, should we leave? Go to the there's like some lunch places. Yeah. She's like, no,
maybe
I don't think it's that
drink long. Just to ease off the tension.
The doctor come out and I was like, uh oh, something's gotten horribly wrong.
Have you seen her? Because we don't have her.
Exactly. Sir, aren't you supposed to be busy? And he's like, yeah, we're all set. I was like, what do you mean you're all set? They were like, she should wake up any minute now and you can take her home. I was like, it's like 11. We've been here 45 minutes.
I was actually thinking this last night when I was in the dog emergency room. I was like, in my head, I'm like, oh, this fucking, please just make it. Like, it'd be real annoying if you did. But like, that's going to be a nightmare when it's your kid who has to like, you have to help them.
It sucked. Yeah. And then I'm still not convinced they did anything because like I went in. So adenoids that go through your nose and remove it to like, so you can help
what
your.
What is it?
It's, I don't know, it's something in your fucking, I don't even know what it does.
I was about to ask you what that is.
It's something in your nose that, all I know is that they grow big in some kids and they have to be removed because they're fucking, so a lot of people that snore and have sleep apnea have enlarged adenoids.
Add this to the thing I need to learn about before Nina dumps me.
Trust me, I learned about it medical as therapy. Much as I could before I showed up yesterday and then I forgot 90% of it. So she snores when she sleeps and she can't, you know, she'll maybe have sleep apnea, nobody knows, but they cut it out because she has to have MRI, whatever. Long story. So they cut it out, and you know, we show up, and she's got like a little blood under her nose. And they're like, yes. So one of the like big things with it is when it's healing is she has, it's supposed to smell terribly bad, like disgusting. Like you could smell it from like a mile away for like a couple days.
I can't confirm.
I don't know. I just heard that. I don't know. I don't remember it ever happening.
No, but what? They don't take it out. They just.
They cut it, and then I don't know why it smells. It just smells.
It just stays in.
Do you see my little picture here? My little guy?
Yeah.
Well, I had nasal reconstruction in October. Ooh. And you know how that went?
Rhinoplasty. Why'd you have that, fancy boy?
No. I had an, here you go, Tyler. You can go talk to your girl. Go ask the lady about it. I had an extracorporeal septoplasty with a complete reconstruction. There you go. How about that? So what he did was they took my nose. Because I couldn't breathe. So they took me in there because of COVID. You know, my father, his hillbilly self, flew out here, dropped me off at the hospital at 4 a.m. and said, all right, I'll see you later. And he said, he was like waiting on the phone call. Unlike you, he was like, oh, it'll be like an hour. I was under the needle for 5 hours. And
Daddy had to come from South Carolina. Hold on. How old are you?
I was, no. This is like a serious ordeal. I was in bed. I wasn't allowed to move for 10 days.
What was wrong with your head?
When did this happen?
Was this from an accident? Or
I
you just couldn't
breathe. No, it was probably a culmination.
God-given? This was God-given?
Wait, KP's had he's had a girlfriend this whole time and in the middle of this podcast somehow had major surgery that never got brought up.
He had a fucking head reconstruction in September or something.
It just didn't get brought up.
This was last October.
Oh, okay. Hell. I was like, because if this was me, this would be the only thing I'd tell everyone.
I've been very injured, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, I just had to get face surgery. I just paid for
it. I have to be out of work for a month minimum.
Do you want the scratch tickets or not, buddy? Just keep it moving.
I had the Omicron last week, as we discussed last week on the pod, and I was just like out of work from Thursday, Friday, and Monday, and I was just like didn't feel a thing. Just was testing positive, and I was like I don't feel sick at all, and I was just so annoyed that I had to deal with it. It's fucking absolute nonsense. I had it in March of last year, like the original fucking the throwback brand of COVID. Made me really
Delta.
Sick. No, before even that even occurred, I had the regular.
You got the China
fucking
virus.
I got the name brand. Yeah. I got the name brand COVID. Had that one. And then I got the two shots recommended that said that I couldn't get it again. And then got it again.
I know. And at this point with it, it's like, it's kind of funny how they're like just coming up with studies like, yeah, the vaccine does nothing anymore.
I was reading it today. They're like, they're really trickling it out too. Israel was like, a fourth shot isn't going to do anything.
They're like kind of whispering. They're like, it doesn't work. It doesn't.
we are just putting shit in you that we don't know anymore.
Oopsie.
Look, we thought it was a good idea at the time. Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't believe it. I was sitting there on Friday. I had like a mild headache, like something that like I would get from looking at a computer screen for too long. And I was like, is this it? Because then I was like, I just didn't feel anything. And then Tuesday, I had a test for my daughter. We had to test them just to get into the hospital and everything. We were all fine. And I was like, this is fucking nonsense.
My favorite is when like one person's like, yeah, like you know, like, I caught it, and like, I didn't even feel anything. I don't even know what the big deal about it is. And it's like, you talk to someone else, it's like, well, yeah, I lost 3 people in my family.
Yeah,
but yeah
I was,
right.
No, it's definitely, the first time I had it, I was dragging ass for fucking 15 days. I couldn't get off the fucking floor. I was literally, the night, I've told the story probably 100,000 times, but the night before my son's birthday, I was like, I gotta go to the hospital, because I was drugged by my sister, my wife's cousin. I wasn't drugged. I took anything to make my headache and my fever go away, and I didn't even look at the bottle. I was like, your dog. I just took whatever and just threw it into my mouth, and my whole body didn't work, like, the entire rest of the day, and I thought I was going to die, and then that night, my body just kicked into high gear and just, like, literally, I could feel the virus leave my body underneath a fan. I was like, what the fuck? And I was just fine the next day. Not fine, but I was, like, 80% back, and then the next day it was 100%.
Is there anything, like... Like, the amount of sweat that you pour through, like, when you're finally beating a fever is disgusting. Like, first of all,
I
sweat.
Pour
through,
yeah, the sweat in my body is world-renowned.
Do you sweat when you sleep?
I sweat when I... anything. If I'm in a pool, I'm sweating.
Well, Conti's aren't known to sweat. Yeah. Like, if you look at my bed, Like the sheets aren't the same color on my side of the bed versus where my girlfriend sleeps.
Oh, jeez.
It's like mine is
just
kind of
dark.
It's like a little
dirt.
Yellowy.
Yeah, no, I have to have dark everything. Like I used to remember like being in high school and seeing people wear like gray t-shirts in the summer. I was like, you got a lot of balls like showing up like that. Like I was like, you're gonna lift your arms like in front of a girl? Like you know how much armpit sweat you're gonna have? And then they'd be dry as hell, be like cool as a cucumber. Like, I'm dead right now, sweating to death. Like, God forbid I went to a club in the summertime where you just no breaking away from any hot air. Like, you know, like a frat party in a humid basement. Just hell. Hell on earth to me.
Dom was known as Sweaty Dom at the restaurant. That's just what everyone called him.
I'm going to call him all the time.
He's like, where's Sweaty Dom?
Good question. Sorry, slip sliding away somewhere. Anyway, we're at fucking 49 minutes. We haven't even gotten into most of our topics. Let's take another quick break so we can pay some bills. Again, listen on you can get on Patreon, go ad-free. Patreon.com, MalcolmGoPod, or /MalcolmGoPod. Get on the Discord, too. The Discord's starting to blow up. It was blowing up this whole week, the weekend during the game. Everyone was mad at each other, whatever. Discord, just search MalcolmGoPodcast on servers, and you'll find it. We'll come back in a few minutes. And we're back to the MalcolmGoPodcast. All right. Let's get into here, try and finish up some fucking talk here. Mac Jones in that Buffalo game, like we said, didn't game wasn't too big for him. Nobody, I don't care if you have Tom Brady superpowers, was winning that game with that defense. But do you see him? He was a little sad at the end of the game. He's crying on the sidelines with Hunter Henry. That kind of
was he crying?
I don't know if he was crying, but he's definitely fucking. He's definitely sad.
If that was an actual tear, I'm kind of out. I'm kind of like distraught.
I don't know if I'm out on it, but I know competitors that cry after tough losses, and then they're always, you know, they'll always give you at least a couple good wins. You know what I mean? They'll be fucking super, super into it. You know what I mean? You know Tom Brady cried when he was a kid in Little League. He's definitely that guy.
Are you having a Tim Tebow? Like Tim Tebow when he gave the speech, you will never see anybody work harder than
me. He didn't lie.
He was crying.
I'll tell you what, he didn't lie.
He cried.
I don't think, no, that part would... First of all, when it's that cold out, you're kind of always just crying.
Yeah, it's definitely freezing.
Like,
could have been the wind.
Your eyes are just kind of fucked up. Like, everything's like... But I didn't realize that was what was going on during
that. Yeah,
we
Hunter
also
Henry
need to be honest.
Is hugging him. But I'll tell you what, I'll take their leadership 10 out of 10 times. Hunter and fucking...
100%.
And Mac Jones. They look like they're ready to go for the long haul. The next line of leadership on the team. Mac Jones, Hunter Henry... Kendrick Bourne.
How, I love Kendrick
fucking
Bourne.
Perfect Patriot. That guy didn't fucking quit.
There's not a single guy on the Patriots who doesn't love Mac Jones.
No.
Like,
they,
it seems kind of unanimous.
If
defense,
you saw,
offense.
Yeah, the fucking the Instagram post
alone. No, I would argue
alone.
That N'Keal Harry probably does not love Mac Jones.
I don't think N'Keal Harry likes anybody.
Well,
I think N'Keal Harry needs to fucking hitch a cab. He ain't driving his ass to the airport. Get the fuck out of here. We're done with that dude. I don't care. He could play for the Bills next year. I hope he does. It'd be making the fucking games a whole lot easier.
What are your three biggest needs for the Patriots?
Oh my God. Well, obviously I'd like to needs. It's so funny after seeing the whole year. Like I'm like fucking thinking like, oh, they just need maybe a couple more pieces on offense. Now all I really see is like I think they need to upgrade at the slot receiver position, which is kind of blasphemous because Jacoby Myers is very athletic and he's helpful and he does a lot of good things. He's always open, but I think he needs to be like your number three receiver.
Need
to have a guy that can uncover immediately, like an Edelman or a Welker.
A James White.
James White would help too, but I mean,
James White would have been so.
James White can't be on the field every play.
He could have had 10 catches.
I don't even have a position. I have a name. I have a name that we're gonna go get, and it's gonna be Mr. Calvin Mental Health Matters Ridley.
Yeah, exactly. And then until you get six games into the season, he has to take a break. I don't know. I don't know how you view that. I don't know if that's an Atlanta thing. I don't know what the fuck that has to do with. I don't know how do you go about that. I went through the Josh Gordon thing, and I know it's not the same, but it's kind of the same. You know what I mean? He's going to end up being like fucking, all right, I can't. You know what I mean? Like maybe he'll just walk away. You never know. You'd have to fucking interview him and figure out if he was all in or not. And he's going to need, like, he's going to get paid $11 million next year. Plus a draft pick, plus another contract on top of that. I mean, are you going to give that guy Aguilar money? You can't go out there and give him Aguilar money. So you're fucking saddled, by the way. You can't get rid of Aguilar. So he's on the outside no matter what.
Whatever. Like, he's fine.
He's fine. He does.
No, he's
okay.
Not.
He's not. He doesn't not fuck up the world.
$15 million. That guy.
He gets paid $11 million. Let's cut the
who's
shit.
Who's his agent? Who's his agent?
I don't know.
I want to hire him to just negotiate my life.
He's got $11 million is how much money he makes.
KB, I'll come down and there and negotiate your...
Why don't you have your fucking girlfriend negotiate your contracts?
She will, and she's good at it. Anyways, back to Nelson Aguilar and his robbery.
Yeah, so I don't know how he got that much money, but he got paid early, so Bill wanted him. He's kind of like what they wanted Cooks to be, I guess. Open the field up for, you know, with his speed and catch deep balls. And then it never works out. I don't know. They need a fucking fast, a guy that can get open fast. Because Jacoby Myers gets open, but it's not quick. It's not fast. So he needs to be like four. He needs to be like the number three receiver. Number two receiver needs to be Kendrick Bourne. They need a guy that can get open immediately.
How about a guy who can run a slant?
Yeah, anything. And enough with the big body experiments. You know what I mean? I don't need another N'Keal Harry.
Traylon Burks.
What? I don't need Traylon Burks. I don't need it. Just give me a quick... fast guy that doesn't even have to be, he can run 4.6. If he has a sub 6.6 three cone time, that's the guy I want them to draft in the first round. So
what about Berrios? Berrios, free agent.
We already had Berrios and he didn't do anything when he was here. He was good on the Jets this year. Big deal. Like, he can return punts. He's definitely better than Gunner, but I mean, are you going out there? He's 5'8. I don't know. He doesn't impress me. He's fine. You know what I mean?
That's not what they're kind of, they're missing. Just, I don't know exactly what they're missing
on offense. I would say they're missing a quick slot receiver that can get open quick, and then that's just going to open up everything for fucking the tight ends can get open.
You know what they could use?
Somebody that the defense needs, like, to fucking actually cover. You know what I mean?
A big, athletic, fast tight end who could run, like someone that maybe used to play in Tennessee.
That doesn't work. No, who knows? They have a lot of guys, but they don't know how to put them together. Kendrick Bourne, Hunter Henry, stud. Jacoby Myers, nice piece. He's not going to do any. He's not a Julian Edelman or an Amendola.
What do you? He had like 90 catches and like 800 yards.
I don't even think
yards.
He had that many. I think he had 70 catches.
I thought he had
Damian
more,
Harris. Top,
yeah, we have
top
great running backs. But the biggest needs right now are cornerback and linebackers getting younger on defense.
Getting younger on defense
is their
must.
Top priority. I mean, you hit in the last two drafts with Duggar, Barmore. You hit with J.C. Jackson. You absolutely cannot let him leave. Because you let him leave, you start from scratch. You need two good cornerbacks. You've got Mills. I'd like to see. So
Myers had 83 catches, 866 yards. And then Bourne was second with 55 for 800. Hunter Henry third, 50 for 603.
Yeah. So it's not bad. But
then Bolden can't be your fourth leading pass catcher.
Exactly. I mean, you need three good pass catchers all the time on the field, or four, that can actually make plays and beat man coverage every single time. And you've got two guys that can do that. That's it. You know, they're trying to build back to like the 2014 Patriots, like light, you know what I mean? With like, you know, a Gronk for Henry,
That's another thing I can't... The argument... I think we probably talked about this plenty of times, but like when they say that Brady did all this without weapons...
Yeah,
like
no, they
the
were
second,
stacked.
It's like Gronk was the best player in the league at some point.
They wanted him to be MVP like multiple years.
Yeah, he was a monster.
He's the greatest tight end that ever lived, and they drafted him, and he was with Brady every single year, except one.
If you were like, all right, who... like. Two things that the Patriots could have right now. If you're like, all right, how about like 2014 Gronk and Edelman? That's probably what they're missing.
I would start there. Yeah. You know, do you think this Patriots team would make the AFC Championship with Mac Jones, but 2011 Gronkowski and 2014 Edelman?
Yeah, 2011 Gronkowski is the best player maybe of all time.
He's a top 10 player of all time.
I mean, he's just a monster.
Fast as fuck and huge.
Well, and the run game is just completely opened up.
Yeah.
You have your best run blocker is also your best pass catcher.
Yeah.
It's like
you can do anything you want. He can never leave.
Gronk
never has to leave the field.
Still killing people in the run game.
He is.
Still.
He's definitely going to quit when Brady quits, but it's still, I I hate
that. Literally what he's doing.
Yeah,
he's
just playing,
sitting there.
I know, padding stats. I kind of like it. It's kind of like a fucking fantasy football quarterback at the end of the game that they're getting blown out in. So how do you view this season? I mean, it's kind of odd because of I step back and I think, wow, okay, at the beginning of the year, I'm like, when they cut Cam Newton, even though they signed all those guys, I'm like, all right, this team competes in the AFC East, makes a wild card, I'd be fucking pumped. That's what I want for this team. You know, they won 7 games last year. Just get back in the show. Get me to the tournament. Mac Jones does it. Almost, you know, at one point holds the 1 seed in the league. Not in the league, in the fucking AFC. 7-game win streak, beating teams at home, beating good teams, beating the current number 1 seed, Tennessee, Cleveland. He beat some teams, you know, that didn't turn out to be good, but that were supposed to be good. The Chargers on the road and all this shit. And, you know, Mac didn't look out of place at all. So I was pretty thrilled the season. I mean, if you asked me in the middle of that 7-game win streak or when they were the 1 seed, I would have liked to see him go to the AFC Championship game. But, you know, depends on what you think. I think the season overall was a success, and I'm not disappointed in the result. I'm disappointed they got blown out in the playoffs. But
preseason, I had them 12-5. I had them winning the division and winning a playoff game. And so,
it's not too far off.
I'm always pretty optimistic about them. So, I mean, they were just, there was a couple games in there that they just.
They easily could have won 12 games.
Early in the season, like, Mac is way better than I thought he was.
Yeah.
I didn't think he was going to be.
You're always down on Mac in the game, though.
Yeah, I can't get you. You're so hot and cold with that, man. Do you like him or not?
I like him, like, going forward. But if you would just take a snapshot of this year. Mac he's not that good of a quarterback.
He was like, if you ranked all the quarterbacks by stats, he was 10 in the league. Like,
yeah, so like,
I'm about to say, he had like the number 4 rookie year of all time.
That's different. That's like, if you look at him and from that perspective, like, yeah, I think honestly that the Pats for the next 5 years are going to be in the top of the AFC conversation every single year.
Problem now is Mahomes, Herbert, fucking yeah. Burrow. But Allen,
Mac,
I mean,
could
there's
be there. He could be
4 or 5 legitimate star quarterbacks in the yeah. AFC now.
Well, I think Mac's gonna come back next year to be he's gonna be chiseled. Lady's gonna have him on paleo. Kid's gonna pound protein. He's gonna go out west and work with Brady. How about that? We're gonna go have some footwork drills with
really
Tommy.
Doubt that's gonna happen.
Tom is not.
Not a chance in hell that he would let him in the same town.
But preseason for me. So. Until like a month before the season, I thought Cam Newton was going to start. So I was like, all right, we're going to have a casual 7-10 season. And this shit's going to suck. And then Matt comes in as a rookie, limited time to get ready. And the kid, I mean, look at the kid. Almost, he had the 1 seed until 4 weeks were left.
So starting slow killed them. Going 2-4 to start the year and digging out of that hole is, they were chasing that Miami loss all year. That loss killed
all
them.
All year.
So,
and then they lose to him again.
Because even if they beat Miami the first time, then we would have actually had the division over Buffalo.
Yeah, but it won the division.
We would have had the tie
after they beat Buffalo
because of the whole division.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I like Mac, but like there is like, is he better than Tannehill? Like, I'd rather have Tannehill this year than Mac this year.
Well, you're talking about a rookie. You know, fucking Peyton Manning, people forget that he was not good his rookie year either.
That's what I'm... I agree. Yeah. I think Mac is going to be really good, but
Tom Brady
year,
didn't even play as a rookie. So a lot of people don't even have the chance.
He was just average.
Yeah,
he was incredible for a rookie.
But you think about...
And going forward, here's
my take. Did he lose you any games? I don't think he really lost you any games.
He played terrible in, like... 3 games. I mean, I think he played terrible against like Indianapolis. He played terrible.
The fumble. But I don't think he lost you any games, but I don't think he won you a game.
On his arm? No. He kept you in a few. I mean, Dallas, Tampa. He was. He outplayed Brady in Foxborough.
No, he had some great games, and you even come from behinds and they're losing and keeping it close. Like, Mac can really open it up, but he never really won.
They didn't trust him.
Game.
No, but he's, again, it takes a while. I mean, Brady didn't do it until his second year.
So that's why I think going forward, like, Mac is going to start winning games for them next year.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Next year, we're going to be like, holy shit, Mac was dominant.
Yeah, Mac was.
That's going to start happening. So if you take it from that, like, we've had 2 years of quarterbacks not winning you any games.
Yeah.
To now, like, they're going to start being the reason why you win. Like, you don't have to rely on the defense having 2 picks. you know,
yeah,
and allow 10 points. Like, Mac is going
to
start.
He showed.
I'd be thrilled if we could get him to be like Burrow, but you know,
well,
what
that's
I mean?
Yeah, Burrow is a stud. I would be thrilled if we could get him to
different
like,
offense.
I mean, yeah, it is, but Burrow fucking throws the ball all over the place, and they're very similar. I don't say Joe Burrow has physical qualities that's very much different than Mac Jones.
Yeah, but
no,
like
I agree. I agree. We need to go get our Chase, though. Then we need to go get our Jamar Chase right now. That's our Calvin Ridley, baby.
I'd love to Yeah, I mean, Jamar Chase is a fucking number two pick
he's
overall, or whatever the
yeah.
fuck he was. He was
no, they do,
sick.
They do need someone, but Mac could start making these guys all better.
Yeah, exactly.
By the
way,
think
like the
about
way
that,
that
offense.
The way that Brady like yeah. made everyone better around him. That's the way we need Mac to just transition.
Like, is
a year two jump is going to be huge for him.
Is Mike Williams
massive?
On the Chargers good or like I don't like I watch him. I'm like I don't know. It feels like that feels like Herbert is just incredible. Like,
yeah, I mean he's got one of the strongest arms I've ever seen.
Yeah, Herbert.
Yeah,
Herbert's ridiculous.
He can throw it through a fucking stone wall.
Yeah.
It's
well,
great.
That's
not as strong as Josh Allen.
So this is
they're fucking the same. If they're not equal,
this is my.
By the way, LSU when they won the national championship had Jamar Chase, Joe Burrow, and Justin Jefferson. Yikes!
I remember.
So
yeah, always has to talk about the SEC for some weird reason. There's always has to slide in an SEC reference.
With these other teams, though, like
just means more, man. Just means more. Damn it.
If you look at like the Chargers, if you look at Cincinnati, like all these other teams with the young, like Cincinnati has one of the worst offensive lines in the league.
Yeah.
The Chargers have a horrendous defense. Like the Patriots do everything else. They did everything else. Like they have a, you know,
sex
they
special
need
teams.
A better defense, you know, they need a couple more guys, but they have a defense. They have a great offensive line. They can run the ball. And then the last piece was the quarterback.
Yeah.
All the other teams get the quarterback and then try to build around them, and they're not that
and
good
waste,
at it. So.
Waste the 4 years or five years.
And that's why the Patriots are just always consistently going to be like, good because they just know we're just good at building teams.
Yeah. So let's get into some hot topic here just to kind of finish the pod. I'm thinking free agents on the team, Patriots free agents. There's a long list. So let me read them off to you. We got to see if we're keeping them or we're letting them walk. And for me, it's pretty cut and dry. I got like four guys in my priority and, you know, three guys I'd like to come back, and I really don't care if they do. So let's – Devin McCourty, top of the list. I love Devin McCourty. I'd love to – he's one of my list that I'd want to keep for at least as long as he wants to continue playing.
He had a great year. He was solid.
He has to go cheap, though. He has to be willing.
Yeah, I mean,
he doesn't have to get paid $12 million like he's getting paid now, but he's going to be the leader of the defense. Has to be.
He doesn't miss tackles still.
Doesn't miss games.
No.
Doesn't get hurt.
And he runs the whole team. Like, they have a lot of young guys that play. McCourty really was the guy. Like,
I'd keep McCourty still. He's 34. He'll be 35 next year. He's still got it. Trent Brown, I mean, he'll get too much money again.
But, like, so that, this is what, I was laying in bed Saturday night and like I'm just home alone.
I love this already. Wherever this is headed, thinking about Trent Brown's contract.
It
was exactly my life.
I was like, I'm laying in bed. I'm like, why do like Haran style? What happened to Owinowu's progressions in the last 2 years? Yeah. I'm like, it was like 1:30 in the morning. I had like a glass of wine. Just
that's exactly
there.
What you
I'm
should
like,
be thinking about.
What
though.
The in my head, I'm thinking, all right, what happened to our back backup right tackle's progression in the last 2 years? And I was like, I'm going to bed. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like,
do you think Scarnecchia will come out of retirement talking to yourself? See, why not? What's he doing? Yeah. What's he doing?
But what happened to Owinowu? Like, why was he not the left tackle? I mean, Haran was actually decent. Like, he wasn't bad. But why isn't he playing? Why didn't he play more? He was like a Pro Bowl.
I don't get it. It was like
Belichick
sour
makes
taste.
Odd moves. To, like, he's like, okay, we got to keep him there, and then that's the only place he's going to play.
Karras,
unless he has to.
Like, Karras beat him out. Like, Karras was okay this year. Like, I guess I wouldn't say I thought he was good.
I don't
good.
Know. Every time he's on the field, like, Onwenu gets graded through the roof by everybody.
Maybe PFF is just fucking me up. Because anytime I see a PFF grading, I'm like, oh, that guy is the best player.
Yeah,
Onwenu's
easily a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
It's like, played in seven games.
Yeah.
I know.
Hey, he's actually only blocking on field goals. So.
I'm terrible at evaluating or looking at offensive linemen. Usually I only notice it if somebody else points it out to me. Yeah. If the quarterback doesn't get sacked, I just like,
that's
all right, they're fine.
I mean, Trent Brown was a monster this year. But
yeah, he's great, but like, I mean.
He can go because we have the
expensive, man.
Good backup. So next, and here's where it gets tricky for me. Dont'a Hightower, aged at only 31.8. years old.
Feels like he's been playing football like
forever.
Like I've known about him since like 2008, though.
Oh, easily.
I mean, I let him walk.
I don't know, man. And that Buffalo game was perfect for him. I mean, they were setting him up for big tackle after tackle, and he didn't make them.
Hightower is the only guy on this defense I saw all year that like would make hits. Yeah. Like when they were losing, I think they were losing early in the year, but then it happened in this game too. Like they were losing, and Hightower just like could pick up a guard and toss
throw
them on the ground. Well, you just see him get angry, and you're like, oh, Hightower's pissed. They're getting fucking run
off. It's just one of those guys that just lost it. I mean, you took a whole year off, and you lose a step.
Why can't you have him, like, if so...
in a leadership role,
yes,
but way cheaper than he's getting paid now.
If Van Noy, Collins, and Bentley were gone, and then we had, like, three young, fast linebackers and Hightower, play Hightower on the goal line, like... He's great at the line of scrimmage when he comes in up in the underfront. Like Hightower can do.
He can
things.
Still blitz up the middle, but he can't be covering guys.
No, and he can't also have to make 12 tackles in a game.
Yeah, and he's not sideline to sideline anymore. No. I want Hightower back. He's one of my guys that's a pleasant surprise if he comes back, but I'm not dying. I'm not breaking the bank for Dante Hightower.
I see him retiring.
He either retires or joins a contender that's like ready made.
I think he goes to the Titans. I think that's his move.
Yeah, he's a hometown kid, right? He's from Tennessee. Yep. They might need him as depth. That's
that'd
the kind of a perfect
cool.
thing for him.
Yeah.
JC Jackson must lock up.
I'm not even answering that. That's
100%. You have to franchise him, or that's it. You know what I mean? You have to keep him. Next, Ted Karras. I could give a shit.
I don't care.
It'd be nice, but. Yeah.
Next, Matt Slater. He's in my lock category. I need
always.
Him back.
It's up to him.
Yeah, it's up to him. I want him back.
I wouldn't want him on another team.
And if he retires, he retires. But I'd rather have him back because he's still elite at his.
Can we also like just fire the special teams?
Yeah, and just have Matt. Why can't Matt do it?
Yeah, all he's doing is running down on Gunner. He could also coach the team.
Exactly. How much practice you need?
I'm sure he knows more than the coach.
Probably. The coach is probably half his age.
Yeah.
Next, James White. Okay, another tricky one. Injured for the year. Only going to be 30 soon.
He's funny because...
These ages seem wrong.
That
this is right off the website.
So. That hip injury is like... That was a
weird...
Those
are spooky.
Yeah.
Like, right when it happened, you could tell it was bad. You're like, oh, that
it looked exactly like the Bo Jackson injury.
Yeah, so it's like, I don't know... How good he's going to be. It kind of sucks for him, too, because he was like probably going to have another good year and get paid.
I just don't know if he wants to leave. I think he's very loyal to the team. Like, if he could have left, last year would have been the year to leave. Just go right down to Brady. Brady needed a third down back that could catch.
Yeah, they had
And he's from Florida and didn't do it.
But I could also see him playing with... He might just go play... I mean, Mac is good, but he might just end up being like, you know, go play for Rodgers or Russell Wilson or like... Just go play.
Yeah,
for
he went to Wisconsin. I think he comes back. I think he comes back for like $6 million for a year. Prove it, that's double what he got paid this year.
He only gets paid like $3 million. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but like you've got to reward him a bit. I forget it's those bonus things. Like, he makes $2.1 million, but he could make $17 million.
All right, now let me go through a small list here of who you would. I would love James White back. I don't know if he's gonna. So next, you got Bolden, Brandon King, Hoyer, Nick Folk, Jamie Collins, Harvey Lange, Jakob Johnson, Troy Fumagalli, Terrence Hall, Jawan Bentley, Jacoby Myers, and Gunnar Olszewski. Now, Jacoby Myers and Gunnar are restricted free agents, so you can have them for whatever you want. So it doesn't matter. So
all right, let Gunnar go. If another team signs him. Let him have it. If
Juan Bentley, upgrade him in the draft if you wanted to.
I was going to say, the two guys on that
Nick
list.
Nick Folk is literally the only guy I want back, and he's 50 years old.
I want Myers back, and I want Jakob Johnson back.
Yeah, I mean, he's a fullback. He won't be expensive. He's fine. A fullback is
he's
a fullback.
He's not like a must.
No, I don't. Exactly. The only musts I have here are Devin McCourty, JC, Slater, and Folk. Those are the four guys
I
want back. Hightower for his leadership, and you know, James White and Bolden. Either one of them. I'd take one of those guys back. And then
we did just do the whole Germany thing. So Jakob's not going anywhere. It's kind of a lot.
I just need this team. They have to upgrade through the draft. get younger on defense. I don't care if they get a couple free agents that work. Like the Adrian Phillips was perfect.
Was a good sign.
A cast off from another team that like only played special teams that Belichick knows can play something in his defense, and then just fucking absolutely is like one of the best players on your defense.
So
what about our red shirts? Our red shirts.
Exactly. You got Ronnie Perkins. Don't forget you got Anfernee Jennings coming back.
Who I thought was going to be good.
Hopefully Uche
comes. The kid from Michigan.
Uche come back.
The other kid from Michigan.
Yeah, the kid McGrone, the speed linebacker.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, he was a draft pick that they drafted him in like the fifth round because he had a torn ACL. But.
So Lawrence Guy, Godshar,
Barmore,
Corey Davis. These guys are all back.
All of them. Yeah, these are the free agents. All of them. I just listed them.
So that's not, that's not too bad. I don't really see, the offensive line is intact. I thought Wynn was gone, but that's good. He's back.
Who, Wynn?
Yeah.
No, Wynn's got 1 year left, yeah.
So that's good. Like, our offensive line, they're pretty much all there.
Yeah.
Trent Brown's going to be gone, but you're going to replace him with the
Wynn, who's probably better or as good.
And then left guard is going to be an issue, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you could have Karras there. Who'd you could put anybody? You could put anyone Wenu there. You could
you know what? Tyler just pointed
right tackle.
Out.
What?
Oh, so that's gonna be our first round pick right there. Left guard out of Bemidji State.
Bemidji State. Oh yeah, wouldn't doubt it. I mean, I think
linebacker.
If I had to rank what they need, I'd say linebacker, cornerback, and probably linebacker, corner, and then I'd say
corner?
Yes.
Why?
Well,
they need cornerback
depth.
Jonathan Jones, Mills.
Well, Jalen Mills isn't a cornerback, though. He's like a slot fucking, I don't know. He's like a star back. He's supposed to play everywhere.
And then he shouldn't
be your number two cornerback.
That's three. No, it's probably going to be Jonathan Jones, but I think that's three guys right there who I would be fine with going to
next year. Yes, but don't forget, I mean, you have to sign J.C. Jackson.
He's gonna get
an asterisk next to the linebacker because if these redshirt guys are good, like if they're actually like proving themselves in practice and they're good, you have enough. I mean, you're they're
you
young
know
and
what
fat.
You have.
Wouldn't
out of
it be
McGrone
nice
and,
like to draft like a guy who's just gonna be there for 8 years?
Yeah,
that
like that.
Like awesome.
From Georgia,
Kobe Dean.
He's short, but it's supposed to be. I mean, 6 feet. I mean, I'd love to just draft another Hightower. Like, who's the middle?
Mayo, like,
yeah, just a middle linebacker that is meant to be a middle linebacker.
Yeah,
and you know what I mean. Like, who's the kid that from Alabama this year? Harris, fucking draft him. In the
got a
third
bunch of
round.
Them.
Yeah, draft a fucking guy, a Hightower clone, and fucking do it.
Just a guy who can make it.
This is the thing you've been doing for 10 years. Go from Brewski to Mayo to Hightower. Just go again.
You see these guys on our teams like Warner on
yeah.
Or the guy in Minnesota. Like these guys who are just like
Giants.
The Saints have one too. Like,
yeah.
They all seem to have long hair too. And they make just every play and you're like, oh, that must be the best.
Oh, that kid from fucking Indianapolis.
That guy's incredible. Yeah. Darius Leonard.
Just
Leonard's
fast
a freak.
And fucking just strong as
Mosley.
Fuck.
Mosley would be awesome.
Like Mosley, yeah. Mosley's an unbelievable man.
All
of
these guys.
We need one.
We don't have anyone who hits. Like, I just want someone who hits.
Yeah.
I would also like an edge setter, though. Like, I wouldn't mind if they went D-end.
They have so many
one.
Defensive ends, and they just don't play them. Like, Judon was great this year. Kyle Van Noy is an edge guy who's back. You got Uche. Winovich, who's probably going to get traded. They got Anfernee Jennings is supposed to come in. You know, he had a tough year last year, but he'll be better now. Fucking Zamillion Wise. I mean, he always drafts safeties, defense, and defensive edge presence, always. So I wouldn't be surprised that they take fucking three of those guys. But it was a tough end of the season, but I think it was an overall success. Listen, we don't know how we're going to do this in the offseason. We're still throwing around ideas, but... you know, I think we're going to take this thing through the playoffs, and then we're going to see where we go from there. I'm trying to think of maybe we go on, like, a serial podcast view and try to, like, rewatch old games, break it down, you know, watch those games and talk about them. Or
I have a connection in Namibia. I can't even say it.
Nigeria.
That gets me games from 2003.
Previous years.
They hacked into the NFL video vault.
We are definitely...
That would
you
be
can
fun.
Get us get on the watch Discord server and talk to us and let us know your ideas. What do you want us to talk about? We're probably going to do like 30-minute spots, like maybe either every week or every 2 weeks, and just try to like keep it entertaining, talk about old stuff when nothing, you know, is going on in the season, like a draft or something like that. We can talk about, you know, random shit, and I'm trying to think of good ideas, and I don't have a brain for it. So if you guys want to get on Discord at Malcolm Go Podcast Server.
Say it's May time, and you know maybe we do a podcast on parenting advice.
Yeah.
You what? Don't know what's coming out of this podcast.
Was that an announcement?
No.
Oh.
By the way, for y'all,
I don't know how to Discord, do that.
Discord is an app. Tony hasn't made that very clear. Discord is an app.
Yes,
just download it and go to Malcolm Go Podcast.
Malcolm Go Podcast Server. You can join right away. You can get it on Mac, on your phone, on PC, anywhere. And also, help the squad. We're building this podcast. We're getting rave reviews on Fansided. Thanks to Fansided. Thanks to MusketFire.com. And you can also support the show. Patreon.com/MalcolmGoPodcast. It was a tough year, but a fun year. A great year for the podcast. Finally getting picked up. And seeing a lot more views and a lot more fans and a lot more interaction. It's been great. So thanks to everyone for this great football season. And we'll see you next week. Go Pats. Go Pats.
Do your job. All right? Don't try to make too much out of it. Just do your job. 7-8 months ago, right? All for this moment. It's about honor. It's about respect. We win this game, your honor. Your kids are honored. Your family's honored.
Stack receivers, two to the right. Russell Wilson extends the hands he has. Wilson, quick throw. And it's intercepted. Intercepted by Malcolm Butler. Butler has it at the one. Malcolm Butler.
And Warner goes back to throw. And here's the blitz by Mike Vrabel. The back. Snap ball down, kick up, kick is on the way, and it is good!
It's good! It's good! Adam Vinatieri booms a 48-yard field goal, and the game is over, and the Patriots are Super Bowl champions! The Patriots are Super Bowl champions! The best team in the league!
Hey! Did it!
I love you, man.
Did it, bro. I love you. I love you. You worked your ass off.
You're the greatest quarterback in the world, man.
Hey, I love you, man.